Blog Talk Radio.
It's all right. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. As long as I know I've got a seat in the kingdom, that it's all right. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's all right. Oh, Lord, as long as I know. Oh, I know, yeah, I got a seat in the kingdom. Today it's all right, yeah, oh, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right, yeah, it's all right. Oh, so many nights, Lord, I lie in pain, but it's all right, yeah, oh yeah, it's all right. Ooh, I'm thinking about all the boredom and my headaches, but it's all right. As long as I know, yeah, I know I've got a seat in the kingdom. It's all right, oh, yes, it is. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, sometimes my pillow. It wears with tears. It's all right. Oh, that's all right. Oh, no, that's all right, Lord. It gets so hard sometimes, Lord, but that's all right. Long as I know, long as I know why. I've got a seat in the kingdom. Oh, it's all right. Oh, oh, I tell you, it's all right. I tell you, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, as long as I know, oh, Lord, I've got a seat in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Mm-hmm. You see, the Lord is my shepherd of love. I shall not wonder. Oh, wherever I'm in trouble. Oh, oh. He my God. Ooh, yes. As long as I know I've got a seat in the kingdom, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Oh, it's all right, yeah. Sometimes, oh, I wonder why life's good fortune always seem to pass me by, but it's all right, it's all right. I tell you, it's all right. As long as I know, oh, as long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom. Okay, it's all right. Anybody hear me say it? They'll say that's all right. Just look up the ones heaven and say that's all right. God, that's all. That's all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know one day, everything's gonna be all right. Long as I know, help me say, long as I know, I gotta see the kingdom. Oh, long as I know. Oh, long as I know for myself. I know. Oh, Lord, I gotta see in the kingdom, and it's all. Won't talk about me as much as you please. Yeah, boy, talk. I'm gonna stay on bending knee, 'cause it's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Long as I know, I've got a seat in the kingdom. Oh, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. He's all over me, oh, he's keeping me alive. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody but Jesus. I said, ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, he's keeping me alive. He's all over me, but he's keeping me alive. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. And I said, ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, I said, ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, he's keeping me alive. Oh, I can feel him in my hand. Yeah, I can feel him in my feet. Oh, I can hardly keep my feet. Oh, he's in the spirit. He's in my soul. Yeah, I feel like I will. I'll never grow old. Oh, he's in my heart. He's in my mind. Oh, he's all over me. He's keeping me alive. Oh, I say he's all He's keeping me alive. He's all over me tonight. He's keeping me alive. It ain't nobody, nobody but Jesus. Oh, I'm not looking around, I don't see nobody. Oh, nobody but Jesus. Oh, it ain't nobody, nobody but Jesus. It ain't my mama, yeah, nobody but Jesus. Oh, it ain't my daddy, no. It ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, it ain't nobody. Ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, and he's keeping me alive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he's all over me. Yeah, he's all over me. He's all over me, yeah. He's all over me, yeah, and he's keeping me alive. Yeah, I said, ain't nobody but Jesus, and he's keeping me, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it ain't nobody but Jesus. Yeah, ooh, and he's keeping me alive. Oh, yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. My. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. We greet you this evening. Hey, come on in, come on in. We are so delighted to have you come. Amen. Oh, I am yours truly, Evangelist Baby Alford, along with my husband, Mr. F.C. Alford. Amen, amen. He's in a little downtime right now. Amen, amen, amen. But we are believing God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In a little while, he'll be back in the swing of things. Amen, amen. Continue to lift him up in prayer. Amen, amen, amen. My praise and worship leader and inspiring evangelist, Ashella, amen. And she's running late if she will be able to make it this evening. But we have to understand young people that they can't just always do what they want to do when they are under other authorities. Amen. We bless her wherever she is. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out. Yes, yes, reaching out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, whatever the situation is. Amen. Offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Yes, yes. Jesus, knowing her condition, he offered her, amen, a free gift of the living water. Amen, amen. Which became a fresh, bubbling, springing, oh God, up in her. Yes, giving her that joy, that eternal life. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. He's doing the same thing. Amen. He's still the same God. Amen, amen. He's still reaching out. Amen, amen. Someone may be going through something on today. Amen. Whatever you may be going through. Amen. Jesus said, cast it all on me. Cast it on me. Cast it on me. He said, if you're laboring and heavy laden, he said, just give it to me. He's able to carry your load. Amen. And he can see way down the road. Amen. Just give it to him this evening. Amen. We bless you. We bless you for coming. Amen. Amen. We are so, so, so grateful. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read two scriptures in your hand. Amen. And the picture will be coming from John the 3rd chapter.
Amen. The third chapter of John. Amen. We just need a few scriptures. They said, now, there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, verily, verily, I tell you, no one can do the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Amen. How can someone be born when they are old, Nicodemus asked? Surely they cannot enter the second time into their mother's womb and to be born. And Jesus answered, verily I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Verse 6 says, flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind blows where it pleases. You hear it sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Amen. I read 8 verses. Hey, God, we thank you for your blessed word. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. It's already blessed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, oh, God, for this coming together at this time, oh, God. We thank you for such a great opportunity, oh, God. We just thank you, oh, Father God, that you, oh, God, oh, Father God, that you, oh, God, use us, oh, God, in your service, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for making ways, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for all of the healing, oh, God, the protection, oh, Father God. We thank you how you have watched over us, oh, Father God, and kept us, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for those, oh, Father God, it is, oh, God, it is trouble, oh, God, that is going through diverses of troubles right now, oh, God. We just pray for each and every one, and we lift them up to you, oh, Father God. Send someone in their way, oh, Father God, with a word of encouragement, oh, God, and encourage them, oh, Father God, to just hold on, oh, God, and everything is going to be all right because you are God, and you sit high and you look low. Oh, God, oh, Father God, and that you are able to come to our rescue, oh, Father God. Amen. Whatever our situation is, oh, Father God, help us, oh, God, to listen to you. Oh, God, oh, God, let no one be so, oh, God, so hurting and so depressed, oh, Father God, that they would turn from you, but turn more to you, Father God, and see that, oh, God, you are in every situation. Nothing takes you by surprise, oh, God, whether it be bereavement or disasters or whatever it be, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, to turn their hearts to you, oh, Father God. And anyone on this line, oh, Father God, is suffering any infirmities, oh, Father God, anything that's going on, oh, Father God, is not of you, oh, God. We ask that you touch right now, oh, God, that you would heal and deliver right now, God, because we know that you are the God, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God. We know that, oh, my God, that you are the balm in Gilead, oh, Father God. Oh, God, you are all that we need, oh, Father God. And we come to you, oh, Father God, offering, oh, God, up to you every situation, oh, Father God. If it's too much for us to bear, oh, God, we cast it on you. Oh, God, we come collectively, oh, Father God. Oh, God, and we come individual, oh, God, giving it to you. We hand it to you, God. We give it to you, oh, God. Bless this ministry, oh, God, to continue to grow, oh, Father God. Bless the young people that will be coming, oh, God, to the line. Bless them each and every one. Bless the older people, oh, God, to encourage the young people, oh, Father God. Bless them, oh, God, that we all be encouraged, oh, God. Oh, God, to carry on, oh, Father God, until you come and receive us unto yourself. Oh, God, we will give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Is Sister Peggy Bonds on the line? If she will you come forward? Sister Peggy Bond on the line.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm on the line, Mother. I just had to wait in between to getting dressed and listening at the same time. I thank God for being here today. Thank God for the live. Thank God for Sister Alfred. And we thank God for Minister Alfred. And we thank God. We hope he feel better. We are asking God for his deliverance. And I tell you, she was talking about sometimes we get caught up with things. We just frustrated with things. But God, he's not going to let you be like that, you know. He always comes and encourages your heart, you know. I thank God. I'm not really prepared, but see, I find a little song real quick. I'm going to sing what I have. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. To your will, Lord, and to your way. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. Lord, I'll trust you, Lord, and I'll obey. Because when your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart, Lord, I'll agree. And the answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, yes, Lord, I'll say yes, 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 I'll say yes. Oh, yes, to your will, Lord, and to your way. I'll say yes, oh, yes. I'll trust you, Lord, and I'll obey. But when your spirit speaks to me, my whole heart, Lord, I'll agree. And the answer will be yes. Oh, yes, I'll say yes, oh, yes, to your will, Lord, and to your way. I'll say yes, oh, yes, I'll trust you, Lord, and I'll obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and when your spirit speaks to me, my whole heart, Lord, I'll agree. And the answer will be yes.
Oh,
Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. That's all I have, Mother. Last minute.
Thank you.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Troubles, many situations. But we're your souls.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God is the God. Yes. He's looking for a yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Do we have any youth in the youth corner? We are going into the youth corner. Oh, do we have any youth in the youth corner? Amen. In the youth corner. Amen. I want to ask again, do we have any youth in the youth corner? Do we have any youth? Will there be one youth in the youth corner? Amen. Well, we won't wait. I don't seem to hear any youth right now, but we'll come back. So while I ask who are the adults on the line that would like to make a presentation.
Minister Richardson.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Richardson. Amen. Would there be another?
Mother Wynn is on the line.
Oh, God bless you, Mother.
Bless you all.
Amen. Okay, will there be another? Will there be another adult that would like to make a presentation? Amen. testifying of God's goodness, testifying of God's goodness, singing God's praises, amen, ministering God's word, amen, encouraging one another, amen, amen, amen. We're going to call for, would it be another? Amen. We're going to call Minister Richardson, and following Minister Richardson, we will have Mother Wynn to come. Amen, amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. I will be reading Psalms 116, the first five verses. Okay, verse 1 read as follows. I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplication. Verse 2, because he had inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Verse 3, the sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Verse 4, then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Verse 5 and last, gracious is the Lord, and righteous ye, our God is merciful. God will his already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in the Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing this ministry, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Minister Zeta and her husband, Brother L.C., Lord God. Keep them covered in your precious blood, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, whether you reap. Build them up where they be torn down in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for them. We thank you for each member that's on this line this blessed night, Lord God. Touch each individual in the name of Jesus. Bless each and everyone that's on this line. Bless the children as they come on, as they sing, as they pray, Lord God. Strengthen them and their parents in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you for this line. Thanks for blessing Minister Vivian, Lord God, in her absence, Lord God. Thank you for blessing each and every one that's on this line and make this congregation up for this day, Lord God. We praise you and we love you, Lord God, because you first loved us. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus, that's the wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Mother Wynn. Mother Wynn.
Oh, God, thank you. I was on mute. Thank God.
Huh?
Great is this faithfulness. Lord, I thank you. You're great and greatly to be praised. We're going to bless you, Lord, all time. We're going to bless you at all time. We're going to bless you in our mouths, Lord God. We're going to give you the praise. We're going to tell you thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, you bless the people of God to come together again to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you cares about us. Oh, you said, Lord God, what two or three gather together in your name, touching and agreeing. You're God in our midst. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the unity of your people, God, loving each other, caring for each other, doing all we can, Lord God. Oh, God, to reach, Lord God. Oh, God, everybody, the children, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know your will that any of us will be lost. And, Lord, I thank you for my sister Zadie, God. Thank you, Lord, for taking the time out, God, in the name of Jesus, training up the children, Lord, in the way they should go. And, Lord, even though they may not take all the heat now, God, when they get old, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, when they're in trouble time, they'll remember, oh, God, what they have been taught, that God loves them and he'll be with them. Bless her family, God. Bless her family, her husband. Touch him, God, her children, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for all of the ones that come every Saturday, Lord. Oh, this is a work. This is a work. Oh, we're doing a work for you, God, in the name of Jesus. And when we go, when it's all over and well done, Lord, we want you to say, well done. Oh, God, that good and faithful servant, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. and we give you praise for everything and all things. In Jesus' name I pray. And I'm just going to read this scripture coming from Jeremiah, very familiar scripture, 29 and 11. And this is God talking to the Israelites. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now, we know that they were down in Babylonia at this time, amen, and false prophets was preaching to them false doctrine. But he was saying, "I know the thought I have of you." And you know what? When we get in trouble, we don't have to worry. God will be there for us. It said, then, the 12th prayer, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall know and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." He was telling them while they was down there, if they would call upon him, amen, and pray, he would hear them. And that's all God wants us to do, to pray and believe when we pray. Amen, that God hears our prayers and he would answer. The 13th verse said, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen, God don't want us to be half-hearted. He wants us to be sincere and for real and believe in God and trusting in him and knowing that he can do it. "And I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I'll turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places wherewith I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place whence I called you to be carried away captivity." God is good, and he's going to be with us. We just have to keep on fighting, good fight of faith, and doing what we can, amen, to please God, and God's going to work it out no matter what it is. Ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Thank you. Amen. All right, we're going to go back to the children's corner, and we're going to ask you if there are any children or young people on the line. Will there be one young person on the line? Amen, amen. Then, do we have other adults that would like to make a presentation? Will there be another? Mother Regina? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Would there be another one? Yes, yes.
Please come back and tell the court and get you in the hospital if you don't stop eating.
Yes, Heather. Mother Regina?
Uh-huh.
You may come forward at this time.
Oh, okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. And,
I wanted to read this about Palm Sunday. And it says, "When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the crowd shouted, 'Hosanna,' and declared him king. Yet Jesus knew his preaching and believer would not lead him to ascend a throne, but to be rejected and crucified because of Christ's supreme sacrifice. We are set free from death." And it says, "King Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice, my life." And this is a poem, a prayer for Palm Sunday. "The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David.'" And that comes from Matthew, the 21st and the 9th verse of Matthew. And I wanted to read this. "Rebecca handed them 3 sashes, one purple, one black, and one white. Draped the purple one on the cross on Palm Sunday," she said. "Purple stands for royalty, and for King Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. On Good Friday, change it to the black sash to represent Jesus' death. Then on Easter Sunday, drape the white cloth on the cross to celebrate the resurrection. And the scripture is Zechariah, the 9th chapter and the 9th verse. And it says, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey and upon a colt, the fowls of a donkey. And that was Zechariah 9:9-9. And Father, we thank you this evening. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this day, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us seeing for us, Lord, when we can't see for ourselves. Father God, we just thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Sister Ethel and her family, her whole family, husband, children, grandchildren, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for all our families and friends and neighbors, Father God. Lord, we just thank you. For Lord, we know we can do nothing without you, Father God. We just asking you for mercy, for grace, Father God. Oh, for being with us, Father God, through all the storms and everything. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. Lord, we love you, we need you, and we can't get along without you. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Father God. Have mercy on all of us. Father God, if we have said anything, did anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, please forgive us for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I love you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank Minister Sister Peggy Bourne. We thank Minister Richardson, Mother Wynn, and Mother Regina. We thank you all. We thank you so much for all the encouragement. Amen. Now, do we have any youth on the line yet? Any youth on the line? You may announce yourself if you are. And if not, we'll ask, are there any more adults on the line that would like to make a presentation? Any more adults on the line that would like to make a presentation? You may come forth at this time. Amen. You may come forth at this time. Is there any more adults on the line? Amen. Oh, Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. He's sitting on the throne. He knows what's going on. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Why Jesus is alive and real. Boy, he's sitting on the throne, yeah. He knows what's going on. Tell everybody you see, yeah. Tell them for me, yeah. Jesus is alive and real, yeah. Oh, I say, Jesus is alive and real. That good news, Jesus is alive and well. Oh, you know he's sitting on a throne. Boy, he knows what's going on. Oh, tell it when you see him. Tell him for me. Jesus is alive and well. Mm-hmm. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and real. Why are you sitting on the throne? You see what's going on. Yeah, tell everyone you see. Tell them for me. Jesus is alive and real. Oh, tell them that he's alive. Tell them that he's alive. Tell him that he's alive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's alive. He's alive. Yeah, he's alive. He died on a place called Calvary. Mm-hmm. Stayed in the grave a few long days. He rose on the third day with all victory, and he's alive. He's alive. Yes, he's alive. He's alive. Yet everyone you see, tell him for me. Tell him that Jesus is alive and well. Yeah, oh, Jesus is alive and well. Mm-hmm. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see. Oh, tell him for me. He's alive and well. Oh, he's alive. Isn't that good news? He's alive. He's alive. Yeah, he's alive. Uh-huh. He's alive. Mm-hmm. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, he's alive. Mm-hmm. He's alive. Mm-hmm. He's alive. Tell everyone you see, tell him for me. Tell him Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive. Mm-hmm. He's alive. Mm-hmm. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, tell everyone you see. Tell them for me. Tell them Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's alive and well.
Amen, amen. Do they have any more youth on, any youth come to the line yet? Is there any youth come to the line yet? Amen, amen, amen. What about adults? Do they have any more adults that would like to make a presentation at this time?
Amen, amen. Well, he's been on time, God. Yes, he is. Oh, time gone. Yes, he is. And Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Cause he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's an on time God. Can I get a witness? Yes, he is. On time God. Yes, he is. And Joe said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Cause he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. You can ask the children of Israel, trapped by the Red Sea, by the mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them. Pharaoh on that track. I don't know where God made a highway just like that. Yeah, he's an old time God.
Yes, he is. Oh, God and Lord. Yes, he is. Don't say he may not come when you want him. Hey, but he'll be there right on time. So he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Hey, you can thank them. You can thank the 500 souls he saved on the bank of the river. Fish and five loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed for the multitude. And what he did way back then, he'll do for you and me. Yeah, he's an on-time God. Can I get a witness? Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. And Joe said he may not come when he want it. Joe said he may not come when you want him. Yes, he said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. 'Cause he's an on time God. Yes, he is.
Amen, amen. He's an on time God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and he won't let you down. Amen. We'll go back to the corner. Is there any young people on the line yet? Is there any young person on the line? Amen. Announce yourself and come forth with your presentation. Bless
it's
you.
Recovering.
My God,
it's
thank
Bree
you. The,
it's Bree from the Shining Stars of Love, and I will be singing real. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me a victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I would not be a sinner to tell you the reason why. If the Lord should call me, I won't be ready to die. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he gave me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here y'all give it up for one youth on the line. Amen. Amen. I thought about the scripture that said, amen. Jesus said one of the sheep was a stray and left the 99 and written. He got that one. He rejoiced over that one. Amen. So I'm rejoicing over the one. Amen. God bless you, Bree. Amen. We are so grateful. Do we have another adult on the line that would like to make a presentation at this time? Amen.
And do we have another elder on the line? Amen. Do we have another youth on the line?
Yes, ma'am. The praise and worship leader. I'm sorry I'm late. I was out.
It's all right. Come forth and make your presentation, sweetheart.
Okay. I'm in the bathroom right now, so if y'all hear echo, that's probably why.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for coming.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I've crossed the highest desert. I've traveled in harbor for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the highest desert. I'll travel in harbor for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Better late than never. Thank you. Thank you, my praise and worship leader. Amen, amen. God bless you for blessing us on this evening, afternoon. Amen, amen. Do we have another that would like to make a presentation? Do we have another one that would like to make a presentation? Amen, amen, amen. We thank God, amen. Everyone that has come, amen, amen, who have blessed us, amen, this evening, amen, amen. The scripture that I read, amen, came from John, the 3rd chapter. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wish the young people were on the line so they could hear the message. They could hear, amen, amen, what the lesson is teaching. Amen, amen. So truly, amen, they need to know what the word is saying. You must be born again. Nicodemus asked the question. How can we be born again? You know, there are so many things about the Bible that we just don't understand. We don't understand everything, but we trust God's word, you know. We know it's God's word, and we know in time that he will reveal to us anything that he, you know, anything about his word that we don't understand, and we are seeking to know him through his word. He'll reveal it. He'll reveal it in his timing. He'll reveal everything that we need to know if we are hungering and thirsting after him. He will. Yes, he will. He will in his timing. Yes, he will. He will reveal everything to us that we'll have an understanding, or we'll have a peace about it. Amen? We'll have a peace, amen, that we are in the right zone, amen, where he is being glorified in everything that we do. Amen, amen. Must be born again. Amen. Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for a word, oh Father God. We thank you, God. And yes, that your word go forth, oh Father God. Let it penetrate, oh God. Let it, oh God, set root, oh Father God. That we, oh God, have understanding, oh Father God, that we'll walk, oh God, favorably unto you. In Jesus' name I thank you. Amen. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:8, he said, the wind blows where it pleases, and you hear it sound, but you cannot tell where it come from or where it is going. So it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. Jesus had just been explaining to Nicodemus, that in order to see the kingdom of God, one has to be born again. Yes, Nicodemus doesn't understand. Amen. Jesus says in verse 8 here, in response, he said, the Holy Spirit is not a what. Amen. He's not a what, but a who. He has a mind. He has a mind of his own, which is the mind of God. He has a will. He saves who he wants to save. He cannot be controlled by us. Rather, it is we who submit to being controlled by him. Those of us who have believed will often wonder how we believe. When we did, how were we able to look within ourselves and answer the question, is Jesus God, and did he really die to save me? The only way to see that it is true is to first be reborn by the Holy Spirit who regenerates our spirit and makes a home in us. Only then will we see the kingdom of God. Amen. Consider that you would ask God to save someone, someone you know and love. How would you expect him to save them? It is true that we are image bearers with the capacity to make moral choices, which will be held accountable. But Jesus was very clear that we must be drawn by God in order to come to him, according to John 6:44.
when you pray for the Father to save, you pray for him to do the powerful working of drawing by regeneration. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. You cannot see the wind. You can only see its effects on the material that gets blown about by it. You cannot actually hear the wind either unless it is acting on an object in its way. The moral way to see the movement of the Holy Spirit of God is by his effects on those with whom he come in contact. The Spirit's movement can cause physical manifestations, healing, deliverance, and life transformation and sanctification, but he is in charge of where he goes and what he does. Amen. Amen. So we are called to rely on, walk in, and be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are born of the Spirit should feel constant gratitude for God's mercy on us in salvation, empowerment, and leading, that he has regenerated us. That he has regenerated us is nothing short of a gift of pure mercy. Father God, we thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for saving us. We thank you, oh God, that we are born again, oh Father God. And let us, oh God, do like the woman at the well. Let us run and tell somebody that someone will come see a man. Amen, amen. Who is still, oh God, giving eternal life. We can have eternal life through Jesus. We want to, Jesus is the kingdom of God. Yeah, we want to see Jesus. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We love you. Now, let us all love one another as we go our way for the week. And pray for me. I'll be having surgery on Thursday. Thursday, I will be having surgery. I'll be at New Orleans Metairie at Egypt. Amen. Hopefully surgeon asked for one day, so we're going to believe God that it's going to be a one-day surgery. Amen. So, y'all, pray that I have a speedy recovery and be back with you all next week. If the Lord spare life, everything go well, I will be on next Saturday. Amen. So we just counting on God to do it, and it's already done. He's just going to fix it up. So we're going to love on one another. I love you all, and thank you all. You just don't know how thankful and grateful I am to you all for supporting this ministry. Amen. Continue to pray for people all over that's going through all kind of situations everywhere. And let us continue to pray for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you
all.
Be blessed.
Love
good
you
night.
Too.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
My sweet, sweet old supporters. I just thank God so much.